Have you ever been part of a team where everyone was working hard, but somehow things didn't click? And just another team where everything just flowed? What makes the difference? Let's explore it a little bit deeper in this episode.
I'm Greg Mistichowski, and this is the Uncover Leadership Podcast. For over 15 years, I've been leading teams, and my mission is simple: to share my experience so you can grow on your own leadership journey. Each episode, I'll bring you some practical tips, real-world insights, and lessons from my path to help guide yours. So listen in. Let's uncover leadership together.
So from the title of this episode, Collaboration and Synergy, this is what I'm going to be talking about today. And when people think about collaboration, they often just think about meetings, about shared documentation, or about brainstorming sessions. And we need to kind of clear it out that collaboration isn't just working together, it's about thinking together. And synergy, I know it's a kind of a crunchy word, but it's just the next level of collaboration. It's when the teamwork outcomes are greater than the sum of all of its parts. And the true synergy happens when we have different people with different perspectives, skills, strengths, weaknesses that align around all of the roadblocks, all of the challenges, they go towards the common goal and they build something together. Another kind of misconception sometimes, you know, the difference between coordination and collaboration. Coordination is just about logistics. It's about dividing tasks or avoiding overlaps. Collaboration, it's about interactions. It's when the people component come in. It's combining ideas, problem solving together. And synergy, it's all about transformation. It's when the collaboration creates something new and something better than individuals doing it alone. So now, what are the foundation of collaboration? And the first one is my favorite, it's trust. Because without it, collaboration just become competing with each other. The next one is that psychological safety, because people need to be safe, they need to feel safe to share the ideas in order to make mistakes together and correct them. The people need also to be accountable. They need to be accountable for their own tasks, and they need to be accountable for other people's tasks to kind of drive the value as a team. The last of many components, but the last one I want to mention, is the coaching leadership approach. So the leaders need to ask clever questions. They need to ask the right questions, like I mentioned in the last episodes. They need to guide the team, and they need to empower them instead of commanding. So if you're going to notice the picture, it's all of the components I covered over the last few episodes just come together to that final moment. So how, as a leader, you can enable collaboration within your teams? First of all, we need to get shared vision, because if you're going to get a collaboration about multiple things, it's going to be harder for all of the teams to kind of come together and move forward. So you need to get clear why for the team, where we are coming together and where we are going as a group. You need to encourage that open communication. Like, there are no bad ideas. Like, I know it sounds silly, childish somehow, but there are no bad ideas. The team needs to drop everything on the table and they need to discuss all of the options. Otherwise, something might miss. And you need to also make sure that there is a space for interaction between your team members, like for daily stand-ups, additional meetings, check if the teams are getting some one-on-ones on the common factors, if they're working on overlapping tasks that, you know, they talk with each other to avoid duplication and spark some creativity. And also like a brainstorming sessions with the whole team's members, joining in and just throwing the ideas. Also important item that quite often overlook is celebrating the team wins. Like, when the team adjusts, let's say, to a challenge, or they meet the milestone, hit the target, just celebrate it. And not only on the team level, but also on the individual level, encourage people to be more effective. And try to address conflicts early. There are going to be disagreement. Collaborative teams will go to some disagreements. They're going to get some conflicts within the teams, but try to address them early so they're not going to, you know, just grow hidden behind the curtain, and then at some point they're just going to destroy the team performance. So if you're looking for any examples where something like that works, look at Pixar, where the directors bring early version of films to a group of people called Brain Trust. And it's different kind of mix of peers who give some candid and constructive feedback. There's no hierarchy in that session. There's no ego. We leave it behind the door. And it's still up to director to decide what's going to be kept in a movie or what's going to be cut out. But everyone voice matter. This is what makes Pixel so successful. They have collaboration building into their DNA. And lesson from that is that psychological safety and openness, it's huge fuel for creativity. Getting to one of my previous real-world examples, the NASA Apollo program. Like, the whole program is a huge collaboration, huge synergy between different teams, because there were thousands of engineers, scientists, and astronauts that they had to work together, because there was a lot of components totally different from each other, like propulsion, life-saving, communication, and each decision could affect some other's life. It could affect the successful or unsuccessful of the mission. And when that oxygen tank exploded for Apollo 13, it was also collaboration that helped successfully get the people together and save lives. So the lesson from that one going to be that in complex challenges, collaboration, it's not optional. It's survival. It's required for the team to come up on top of that. Other kind of interesting one going to be Spotify with their squads and tribes. Why Spotify is so successful? Because they build a lot of autonomous squads, and that are just small cross-functional teams that own some product or feature. And they work within the tribes in alignment, and they have that guild that connects people with similar skill sets across the whole organization. And they meet regularly to demo the outcomes. So like in Agile, you have the demo at the end of the sprint. They share the exchange the ideas, share the ideas, and all of the learning that they have on the way. So structure can be either enabler or blocker for collaboration, because if you're going to get strict silos for your people in the company, sometimes it's really hard to share that ideas and get that open communication. And another one, and it's huge, it's the open source communities. There is a huge collaboration within that communities, and there are thousands, if not millions of people that come together to create something without pay. Just they support the vision, they support the mission of getting something done. And that's thanks to that we have Linux or Apache or many, many other awesome things that are available for all of the people or all of the communities to use. So shared missions and feedback culture can replace the hierarchy even on a huge scale. And one other that I really love, it's the Toyota's Kaizen culture, when on the product lines, any worker, regardless of what they're doing, can stop the whole production line. If they think that something's not right, something is not up to the standard of the company, they can just press the button and hold everything together to get it investigated. And getting that mindset and that possibility for all of the employees, it's what's driving Toyota so successful, because their products are high quality. And a lot of people just choose Toyotas over other vehicles because there are vehicles that are not going to break down so soon. So if we want to talk about collaborations, let's think about it. What can block collaboration? What can block team successfulness? And it's going to be working in silos. You probably saw it a bunch of times in your history, in your company, or prior history, prior companies that you work for, that when the teams work in silos, they can overlap the same work, they can conflict each other, and that can lead to disasters at some point. Sometimes the ego or just the fear blocks the communication. People are either too proud to collaborate with others because they think themselves better, or they are afraid of speaking up to be judged. So you need to get that psychological safety. And then something that's not necessary often in the hands of the team, it's the priorities that compete with each other. We get priorities from our leadership, so we need to make sure that collaboration is seen on all levels, even the leadership. The companies where the failures are punished instead of explored to kind of identify the actual root cause of what happened, they can stop collaboration because people are going to be afraid and they're going to choose the easy path forward. So now lastly, how you as a leader can enable that collaboration within your teams. First of all, you know, try to build some formal meetings where they can share the ideas, like idea boards, some huddles, demo days from Agile. Maybe if there's possibility in your company to rotate roles, to put people in different teams, in different roles, so they're going to explore more areas, they're going to be able to expand their horizons. Remember to reward the achievements for your teams, but not just for individual heroes, but teams as a whole, to kind of build that mindset that they deliver together. And then encourage curiosity. Try to ask more questions to your team. Don't give them the answers, let them explore. Collaboration isn't about just being nice or avoiding conflict. It's about aligning diverse minds towards a single vision and finding strength in that diversity. Let me quote Stephen Covey from his book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Synergy is not just teamwork. It's celebrating differences to create better solutions. And with that, I'm going to finish this episode. I hope you enjoy it. Please follow me if you're listening it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening to your podcast. And leave a comment if you have any ideas what you would like to listen in the future. Meanwhile, have a great week.